This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, well, one community at a time, and right now it's Lahore, Pakistan. Yeah, the totalitarians, they reached up and guess what? They touched 65 dead. It may go as high as 70, 75. Yeah, in an Easter celebration party in Lahore, Pakistan, ISIS strikes again. Bombs go off. It specifically targeted Christian event in Pakistan. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families. As we've always said, and of course, Brussels. Brussels is still looming so big. And then there's Paris, and well, then there's just ISIS, isn't there? The war on ISIS, or as the president likes to call it, ISIL. Yeah, I know everybody's really confused about that. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And also we're going to be talking about, well, the emails are back with Hillary Rodham Clinton. This time people are saying nothing's going to happen. She's going to walk free. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Of course, a lot of these people that are giving that opinion are the Democratic strategists. That, you know, this just sort of gone on too long and there's nothing to see here. Let's just move along. Well, we'll just have to wait and see now, won't we? Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. Those big old things just popping up all over the place. And by the way, I hope everybody had a happy Easter. It was really a beautiful day here in Northern California, and hopefully the storms didn't get to you too badly in the Midwest and also up in the Northeast. Well, of course, they're now coming your way. Just kind of an interesting little thing about climate engineering, or sometimes known as geoengineering. We could almost predict over here on the West Coast where I'm at, but the northern tier of California, we get a really, really, really good view of what is going on up in the sky. It's crystal clear all the time. Not all the time. I mean, we have a good vision. We have about 360-degree vision around us here on the flatlands of northern California. right smack dab in the middle of the Cali. Got good vision on the skies. It's kind of interesting. But the so-called chemtrails that we've seen over the past several days, it always leads to big storms in the middle, Midwest to the East Coast. I just thought I'd let you know. We can predict it now. It's getting that predictable. Some of our friends, we got together for breakfast, and some of my friends at in Tea Party groups all across this whole area actually have sort of become used to seeing the chemtrails and then realizing that there are a cause and effect, that there's usually superstorms that developed of some degree in the Midwest or also the East Coast several days after. And in fact, those of you in the East Coast right now that are listening to this and you're undergoing a storm, well, you know, it was about 3 days ago that we were very heavily chemtrailed here in Northern California, which is always a sign that you're going to get it. And you're getting it. I mean, this is so predictable what is going on here. Now, anyway, that's another subject. And, of course, you want some good information on that. Check out geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington does an absolutely fantastic job. But I just want to tell you, if you want to know what the weather is going to be on the East Coast, call us. Give me an email me, Paul at Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, we've got weather forecasters here that are just stunning you based upon the visuals. And by the way, we've got pictures of the trailing going on that'll just stun you, especially about 4 or 5 days ago. I was sent some just stunning pictures of the trailing north and south, due north and south, probably a track of about 10 aircraft laying down these trails. It's very, very stunning information. So if you think that the weather is not being modified, or if you think we're just kind of crazy clucks out here that don't know anything about what the weather is, you know, we live in farm country here. I mean, depending upon the season, it's the second or third largest rice-growing area of the world. So we're very sensitive to what we see in the skies. And we're also very sensitive to the California drought, which is, again, man-made anthropogenic drought. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're getting all these storms that are coming in, and the reservoirs are filling up. And, boy, we're sort of back to normal here in terms of weather patterns in California. It's almost very exciting, except when you realize that, well, they're still draining the reservoirs. So the drought will go on at some point in time. Just a little side note going on there. I mean, for whatever reason, they've allowed the water to come back to California. I guess the rationizing in turning California, really, in many parts of Central California, into third world country. I mean, it really is. In some of these places, some of these small towns and communities that depend upon well water, and the wells have dried up. It's becoming third world. It truly is. Just a drive up and down California Central Valley on I-5 will kind of tell you that anyway. So on a happier note, it was a happy Easter, I'm sure, for everybody across the nation. And we're very, very blessed to be in such a great nation. And by the way, so many things are happening. Will this whole issue between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz ever settle down? You know, it's kind of interesting. I've got friends on both sides of this one. I mean, this is almost getting as bad as Hillary versus Ted Cruz or Hillary versus Donald Trump. I mean, this thing is just going on. I mean, the vitriol that's going on amongst the Republicans. Of course, this is the establishment Republicans lashing out at Donald Trump because they see him clearly as a threat. There's no doubt about that. But then again, Democrats, are you ready for this? The burn, is it with you? Yeah, is it with you? And by the way, another sweep over the weekend by Bernie Sanders. And I mean, we're not talking small numbers that happened with Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing the numbers that he came away with. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit also this hour. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We have a ton of stories up there. We got this thing going on in Pakistan, which is truly grisly. And by the way, let's just start it off this way. Now, remember, this was a Christian event that was taking place. And here is the official document. I'm looking right at it. It's a press release. Because, you know, in the press, I get these press releases from the State Department and so on. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You're on their email list. You get a message from the president. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not feeling the love, by the way. I got to say this. I'm not feeling the love from the Hillary Clinton campaign or even the Bernie Sanders campaign, because this time 4 years ago, I was getting slammed with emails from the Democratic side, you know, for support. And those just dropped off all of a sudden. I mean, on all my emails that I get, I usually almost always got a presidential email once a day or a request for funds or something like that from the Democratic Party. And lo and behold, we're not seeing that now. So somebody's slipping over there in the Democratic Party. By the way, somebody may be slipping over in the Republican Party because I'm not on anybody's listserv for that either. Now, if you happen to be on one, let me know, paul@agenda21radio.com, because I'm not on, well, Ted Cruz, I think I get. I was getting some from Carly Fiorina, go figure. And but nothing from the Trump camp or Bernie Sanders camp or any. I mean, I take them. I read them. Of course, I use them on the show. But if you're getting emails from them, email me, paul@agenda21radio.com, and see if I can get back into this listserv business with the Democrats. Maybe I'm on the bad list. Maybe they don't want me to have that serious information about their fundraising going on. But, you know, Donald Trump probably wouldn't be. I get a lot of Facebook stuff. Facebook's just kind of goo-goo gaga over this whole thing. So I get a lot of the Facebook commentary from everybody, from the listeners and so on. And but, you know, I don't get the fundraiser stuff anymore. Okay, anyway. Terrorist attack on Lahore, Pakistan. This came out yesterday from the State Department. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be reading this to you. Because it's, once more, the president fails to mention Christians in this slaughter. Gee, I wonder why. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297. 800-558-7297.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, the press release that came out, terrorist attack on Lahore, Pakistan. John Kirby, Assistant Secretary, Department of Spokesperson. You know, I'm going to change that for them because he's a man. No, maybe I should leave it. Maybe I should change it to woman. Bureau of Public Affairs, Washington, D.C., March 27th. And by the way, I'm not going to read that to you. Share. Okay, the United States condemns in the strongest terms today's appalling terrorist attack on Lahore, Pakistan, this cowardly act which targeted innocent civilians in the Gulshan Ilbaki Park has killed dozens and left scores injured. The United States stands with the people and the government of Pakistan at this difficult hour. We send our deepest condolences to the loved ones of those killed and injured, and our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Lahore as they respond to and recover from this terrible tragedy. Attacks like these only deepen our shared resolve to defeat terrorism around the world, and we will continue to work with our partners in Pakistan and across the region to combat the threat of terrorism. You know, let me correct his release here. Let's put it in American terms rather than jihadi terms. The slight jihadi, I guess you'd say, sleight of hand here by the president and the State Department. The United States condemns in the strongest terms today's appalling terrorist attack in Lahore, Pakistan, this cowardly act which targeted innocent Christian civilians in the Gulshan Ilbaki Park has killed dozens and left scores injured. Oh, I just thought I'd throw that word Christian in there because it was a Christian-targeted event. And this is something that came from ISIS. It came from ISIS. They specifically targeted Christians. You know, that's what they said. I mean, you'd think that they would pick up maybe... Of course, they're not. You see, they're working in simpatico with one another, the president and ISIS. Get it? You know, he formed ISIS along with Hillary Rodham Clinton. We know that. I mean, the facts just are stubborn things and won't go away from this. We know that. Of course, the media is not reporting that. The mainstream media that wants to install Hillary Rodham Clinton and continue the totalitarian reign. Isn't it interesting how the Republican establishment is working so hard to get Hillary elected? I mean, you know, now they've got Jeb Bush supporting Ted Cruz. Of course, there's a strong relationship between Cruz and the Bush family. I don't know if you know that or not. It's not that they're just from Texas. They do know one another. But you know, Glenn Beck doesn't mention that now, does he? But the big push to elect Hillary Rodham Clinton is on, and that's really part of the establishment Republicans. They're doing that. There's no other way to explain what they're trying to do. You know, see, I'm of the Sean Hannity ilk. And by the way, we got to get his speech on. It's a long speech, but his speech that he gave at CPAC, which was just awesome. If you're a conservative Republican type, you just go crazy, goo goo gaga over his speech because it was so unifying for the Republican Party. Then you come out and you have the bashers from Fox News. You have the bashers from Fox News come out and bash Donald Trump. This is before the debate that night at CPAC 2 weeks ago. And it was very interesting to see this whole thing play out. But, you know, if you're of the Sean Hannity support group for the Republican Party, well, you're in the minority because everybody hates on Trump and Cruz. And it's in gradations, I might add. It truly is. And by the way, you're hearing this actually being mentioned on some of the news outlets as well. I'm hearing this on the radio that people are saying, and if you've been listening to my show, you get what I'm going with this. I've been saying it all along. Take Trump out of the equation. They're going to hate on Cruz. automatic, they'll be hating on Cruz. Now, I say that because he was pre-positioned as a conservative. So he's going to be the last man standing. But if he's the last man standing and they start hating on Cruz, then you got Kasich. Now, Kasich is really their guy. Now, of course, this throws the whole convention into, you know, chaos coming up in Cleveland. Because, you know, what happens if Donald doesn't have the delegates? Then they want, who does the establishment want right now? Who are they floating around there as a name? Paul Ryan. Boy, wouldn't the Jesuit brothers just be happy if that happened? Anyway, so this whole thing that by the president, I think, is just such mocking to the American people, and it's the sleight of hand that they're playing, this simpatico that's going on between the president and ISIS, which is just in harmony now. I mean, yeah, the president is just harmonizing. You know, he's doing everything he can to give cover for these ISIS attacks. It's his army. You see, you got to know what side the president's truly on. And he's not on our side. He's certainly not a loyal American. And I know there's some people who think that that's just absolutely that what I'm saying is in agreement with you in terms of your understanding of America. And then there's others, the socialists amongst us, that are all in on Hillary. And for some reason, they think that they're going down the route of an ISIS production, think of going down the route of socialism slash communism going to be good for this country. Well, how'd that work out for any other socialist communist country? Let's just ask the Cubans how that's working out for them. Or in Venezuela, how's it working out for them? You see, it's not. Of course not. It never does. It never ends well. Anyway, so the president comes out in his weekly comment. And, you know, I want to say the president has never stood at all against ISIS or ISIL. He's never demonstrated that visually to anybody. You know, part of the thing about the president is he is a symbol. And he travels around as a symbol of freedom and hope and everything that America represents to the rest of the world. But the problem with the president of the United States is, well, he's not necessarily that kind of guy. No, not if he's switching on the other team, he's not. He likes to place himself in places like, you know, big public squares in places like communist Cuba, right in front of pictures of Che Guevara. Now, what's up with that? What is up with that? Isn't that kind of interesting that he places himself in front of Che Guevara? And if you don't think that that wasn't planned, I got some swamp land for you. Of course it was planned. Any place where he can show himself to be a revolutionary, he's going to do it. And then to sing the praises of the Cuban government, the people at the head of that government slaughtered tens of thousands of Cubans and still are enslaved thousands of Cubans because they want to speak out freely against the government, and they can't do it. Of course, what about their economy? What about the class system that they have there? What about the iron-fisted rule? Well, I mean, you know, just a little bit of cold water on this president and his thinking that he's thawing out the situation in Cuba. He's actually going to enslave more Cubans than he probably realizes, or maybe he does realize it. Maybe they do want that continued enslavement of the Cuban people. What one thing is very, very evident is this president in his trajectory of leadership wants to enslave a lot of Americans. And that's already starting to happen, isn't it? The economic slavery that a lot of Americans are finding themselves in right now. Those 90 million that are out there trying to find jobs and can't find jobs. What do you call that? What about all those small business owners that have gone out of business as a result of this president and Obamacare? How many of you are hurting it? You know, an additional $500 to $800 to $1,000 a month because of Obamacare. That's called economic slavery. That's where the socialists want to take you to. Do you feel like you're in a pot being boiled slowly? That's the way they work. Incrementalism. Totalitarian style. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
This week, our hearts are with the people of Belgium, as terrorist attacks claimed the lives of more than 30 people. Yesterday, we learned that at least two Americans were killed. We pray for their families and loved ones. At least 14 Americans were injured, and we pray for their full recovery, along with everyone else affected by these attacks. Earlier this week, I called the Prime Minister of Belgium and offered him our full array of support in bringing to justice any terrorists involved in planning or aiding this unconscionable attack on innocent men, women, and children. Belgium's a close friend and ally of the United States, and when it comes to our friends, America has their back, especially as we fight the scourge of terrorism. More broadly, we're going to continue to root out and defeat ISIL. We've been taking out ISIL leadership, and this week we removed one of their top leaders from the battlefield permanently. A relentless air campaign and support for forces in Iraq and Syria who are fighting ISIL on the ground has allowed us to take approximately 40% of the populated territory that ISIL once held in Iraq. We're supporting Iraqi security forces who are beginning to put pressure on the ISIL stronghold of Mosul. and we will not stop until ISIL's safe havens are destroyed. We're also working to disrupt plots against the United States and against our friends and allies. A team of FBI agents is on the ground in Belgium supporting the investigation. We've ramped up our intelligence cooperation so that we can root out ISIL's operations, and we constantly review our homeland security posture to remain vigilant against any efforts to target the United States. ISIL poses a threat to the entire civilized world. That's why we've been leading a truly global coalition that will be vital to our success. Secretary Kerry is leading an international effort to bring the Syrian war to an end, a critical piece of restoring stability to that war-torn part of the world.
Okay, enough of that. You can see that on Agenda 21 Radio for about another... we'll have it taken down here shortly. But it's on Agenda 21 Radio, and you can listen to the diatribe. You can listen to the lies of the president. This is what we've been hearing for years. And, of course, it's his army that he's created. We've lifted the mask on this, and... The war in Syria is dying down because Putin kicked his butt. Yeah, it was Vladimir Putin who is responsible for this war dying down in Syria because he confronted ISIS, the president's army. Yeah, remember, it was Vladimir Putin who's realized that ISIS was formed by Hillary Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. And it was Vladimir Putin who came in and started to kill ISIS in Syria. Now they're rounding up the usual suspects. In fact, the Russian army is working hand-in-hand with the Syrian army to kill ISIS in Palmyra. Palmyra has fallen from ISIS hands into Syrian hands now. It is Vladimir Putin who went after and started to destroy the oil convoys by ISIS that were being, well, brought in from Iraq unfettered by Erdogan, the president's best friend in the Islamic world. Erdogan, who sees himself as the grand caliph of the Islamic caliphate, or the worldwide caliphate for that matter, and President Barack Hussein Obama, his minion. Yeah, he's not even seen as a grand caliph as Erdogan would be in Turkey. But it was, of course, the oil sales from stolen oil out of Iraq that was being shipped off by ISIS, and ISIS getting paid by Erdogan's son. Yeah, that's the way it was working. And, of course, it was Vladimir Putin who started using his military, his aircraft, his air force, to destroy ISIS targets with the trucks, the oil trucks and the oil wells. Just some simple little facts that this president doesn't want you to know. And, of course, it was Vladimir Putin who brought in the missiles after Turkey shot down with the president's wink, wink, nod, nod. They've had to have gotten firing authority from the president or from the United States in order to shoot down that MiG. And guess what Putin did? He brought in missiles into Syria, nuclear-tipped tactical weapons into Syria. And what about that attack in San Bernardino following the ISIS attack against the Russian jet airliner that was blown out of the sky in the Sinai? Do we want to forget about that? You see, there's a lot of reasons why that war is winding down, and that's because the president got his butt kicked, and so did ISIS, by Vladimir Putin. No one wants to talk about that, but, you know, we do here on Agenda 21 Radio because we follow things. And what was it with San Bernardino? Well, it was an attack on the CIA, the bad CIA, in my opinion. Those that wanted to set up psychological operations. And who better to carry it out but an unknown, well, twisted individual. Farouk was his name, who was turned by his lovely wife, who was an operative. And they targeted five members of the 14 that were killed in San Bernardino that were members or affiliates of the CIA. A lot of people don't want to talk about that. These members were important for the fight with ISIS by this president. Here in the homeland, United States of America, they were targeted. They were taken out. And you know what? The president was massively confused, and so was John Kerry. Now, see, we don't want to talk about that John Kerry went running into Vienna on his, well, I guess he went crawling as quickly as he could back to Vladimir Putin, said, Vlad, we want to talk peace. You don't hear about this because it was right around Christmas time and the media did not report it. We did here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, what do we have? Peace is starting to break out in Syria, and ISIS is leaving because they're getting their butts kicked by the Russians. It's not the United States who's behind any of this. This president is lying through his teeth, as usual. A sociopathic liar, he lies through his teeth. In his eyes, in his body language, and everything else, right? Because he's a symbol. He's part of the ISIS team. He's the leader of ISIS. You know, we call 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue ISIS headquarters here on this radio show because it truly is. ISIS headquarters, National Command Authority, ISIS headquarters, located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yet no one wants to put that out there in the general mainstream. I can tell you, I had a chance to talk to a Fox News contributor. It was very revealing. They all know what I'm telling you to be true. They all know this. And if you've been hearing this on other radio shows, good for you, because the word is spread, because a lot of other researchers have figured this one out. It's Vladimir Putin who should be getting a Nobel Peace Prize for the war in Syria. Maybe the president would, well, maybe they can take it away from him. The president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, one of the world's greatest terrorists. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
9-3-0-2-8.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Just a little bit of a warning to everybody, of course, is that as ISIS moves around the country freely because the President of the United States, and by the way, the President, I failed to mention this, it's just more open borders. He's going to take in another 100,000 Syrian refugees into the nation. Of course, remember what the gig is. Create ISIS. Create a crisis. ISIS crisis, get it? And you call it ISIL, by the way. Every time the President mentions ISIL, and of course you notice it's the State Department, it's all the levels of government that call it ISIL. Nobody else calls it that, not even the news media. In fact, it's interesting because the news media, because of the people like myself and other radio show hosts and other blogs and the news, we call it the news stream media. If you want to get the truth, get the news stream media. We started denouncing the term ISIL. And it was interesting because I even noticed Fox News went on this thing for ISIL for a long time. And then all of a sudden, everybody realized that what's happening here is the President of the United States is taking a stick and putting it right in the eye of the Israelis. Every single time he says ISIL, means Levant. Levant is a bordered area of the Middle East, from Turkey on down south of the Sinai, includes Saudi Arabia and all that area. Iraq, Syria, and all that. All that is included there. Also includes Israel. So when the President says ISIL, he's saying F you to Israel. That's what he's doing. He's putting that stick right in the Israeli eyes. And he's saying, look, I'm with ISIS because I'm giving them a land demarcation. That's their border. The Levant is their border. It's just insult after insult, isn't it? And of course, Christians being burned at the stake, being martyred. We just had a priest who was martyred on Sunday by ISIS, the President's army. He was crucified. Did you hear much of that in the mainstream media? Just a little activity that's going on by the President's army out there. You know, it is a happy Easter. He has risen. And that really drives him nuts. Maybe they should switch other sides. Maybe they should convert. Anyway, just my little conversion story for the day. But yes, we've seen the action of this President. We've seen the action of what's going on in Syria. And we've seen that he has been humiliated once again in Syria because of Russia. Another humiliation. But that's what he wants, you see. He wants America to be as humiliated as possible. We must recognize that. Okay, let's get back into the Hillary Rodham Clinton thing because, you know, this is something that's, like, really important. I mean, really, truly, it is something that's really important. And this is something that's not going around a lot out there right now, but it is absolutely one of the big stories of the day. And the FBI says it's going to enter a new phase and interview Hillary Rodham Clinton and other aides. Now, this is something that appears in the LA Times this morning. I have been getting stories from so many people over the last week and a half about the interviews that are coming up. This is not a surprising story for me, might be to you, but there's a lot of Democratic apologist talking in this article. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to summarize it. Basically saying there's nothing to see here. She didn't do anything illegal. And some in law enforcement are saying that as well. So what is truly going on with these emails? Will there be any kind? I mean, it's pretty obvious she's violated the law all over the place. Multiple felonies. Just to be in possession as any person. You know, and they're just apologizing for it. Of course, the LA Times is definitely a leftist paper. But will it sustain itself? Will she sustain itself through all this? I don't know. I don't think so. I think the distrust factor for Hillary Rodham Clinton is looming large in the form of Bernie Sanders. Now, what is the Democratic Party going to do with Bernie Sanders? See, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have two big problems, Sanders and Trump. And what are they going to do when they feel the real burn from Bernie Sanders? Well, they're going to throw him out. You know, I think it's kind of funny. When you take a look at the two extremes going on here, and you have the radical Republican Party. See, the Republican Party really does, it's trying to drive Trump out to get Hillary elected. Now, but the problem is, what happens if the Democratic Party doesn't quite go along with that little notion? Now, what's going to happen is that these parties are going to be squeezed, and when people, especially the youngers, because you got to remember something, Hillary does not have support from 35 and under, or even 45 and under. She does not have it. All the polls show that. She's terrible in that demographic. And so what's going to happen is that she's going to falter here. But that's okay with the superdelegates and everything like that. The Democratic Party's going to put her in. And then what's Bernie Sanders going to do? Be the VP choice? If they were smart, they'd do that. But will he take it? I don't think he will. I don't think he will, and I don't think his supporters will tolerate it. I mean, they're just as excited about their candidate as the Trumpsters are. I mean, so there's a real conundrum going on in American politics, and I'll tell you, it's going to be, I guess you could say, topsy-turvy, upside down, inside out. But it's a challenge ahead. It's going to be exciting times, actually. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it was really a great Easter. I really had a great time. And went to church and all that good stuff and had a really great experience. As usual. Yeah, the Christian church, it's alive and well in America. But I'll tell you, the attack on the American Christian way of life is real. And it's ongoing. It's continuous. And, of course, the press release that was released by this president is just another example where he fails to mention that it was at a Christian organization. And, by the way, many Muslims died also as well as this. And I'm sure that you had Sikhs that also died there because I believe it was in the Punjab area. So our hearts and prayers go out with them. This was on Easter Sunday, deliberately done by the army of ISIS, headquartered at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that in the National Command Authority, the totalitarian arms of the Obama administration. One, as you know, ISIS, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that happens to be the international arm of the totalitarian. And National Command Authority, headed by Valerie Jarrett, that's the domestic arm of the totalitarian in the White House. That's all I can say. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And as I say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.